Dear Bishop, honored guests, beloved summer service guests, on behalf of the main committee, I wish you all welcome to the summer services in Pyhäjoki. I thank all the landowners, local authorities, the congregations and municipalities of Pyhäjoki and Olainen, and especially the residents of Yppäri, for the cooperation that we have had in the past years. It has been good to work with you all. Preparations for these services began in the 1990s when the Association of Peace of Olainen applied to the SRK to hold these services. Of the people who left this application, many members have already passed away. This tells a little bit about the trust we have in the future. The applicants are often different people than the people who actually arrange the services. Originally, the services were planned to be held in 2012, which was the 100-year anniversary of the Association of Peace of Olainen. Later, it was decided that the services would be held in 2014. This afternoon, we will hold the meeting for speakers and elders in Olainen, in Olas Kangas, in the same place where in 1914, the ninth big Christian meeting was held. As we heard in the earlier speech, at this meeting, the teacher, Juho Gustav Oksa, proposed that we would establish a general association of peace to which local associations of peace could join. It was unanimously agreed to do so, and the headquarters were set in Oulu. After applying to hold these summer services, a quiet period followed. Many thoughts, many people perhaps pondered about the large amount of work required until the early 2000s. Many sites were examined in the Olainen region. In 2008, the decision was made to hold the services in Yppäri. Following negotiations with landowners, we made agreements for the use of the land. The actual planning work was started in 2011 when the chief planning committee members were called together. Areas of responsibility were expanded so that 14 associations of peace were involved, with members numbering 2,900. the Association of Peace of Olainen carried the chief responsibility. In addition to Olainen, Alavieska, Alpua, Haapavesi, Kalajoki, Kärsämäki, Mehtekylä, Merijärvi, Pattijoki, Pyhäjoki, Raahe, Rautio, Saloinen and Vihanti were also carrying responsibility. We are now in Ypperi. The word Ypperi comes from the Swedish language, Ypperlig, which means excellent, fantastic. The Lestadian awakening came to Pyhäjoki area, exactly to this village of Ypperi. In Ylitornio, Eeli Juola, who was a farmhand, he received the grace of repentance and he held the first services in Ypperi in 1867. Many ancestors of today's people of Ypperi were in that group of 25 men who purchased an old building from Tuomas Impola and made the first service house out of it in 1880. The building was called the Church of Harju. This building no longer stands, but you can see the site from the summer service area. The service area is over 190 hectares, larger than ever before. There are about 12,000 caravan places. Organizing these services has been a large project with volunteer work. This volunteer work has lasted 3 years. Before the actual services are held, they are planned for 2 years. The previous year's summer service site is taken down and transported and stored and built again the next year to create a new summer service city. We have estimated that about 25,000 volunteer work turns take place. That is about 150,000 hours. This is about 100 man-years of work. For 3 months, we have employed 2 master carpenters. All other work has been done by volunteers. We have used the services of the local machine and land entrepreneurs. For example, I will mention that in the maintenance area for the restaurant area, we have put 6,000 tons of sand and rock to make the road, and thousands of cubic meters of wood chips have been laid down on the roads. Work has gone forwards with a good atmosphere and spirit. I warmly thank you, all members of the planning committees. You have carried your responsibility well and proceeded to achieve goals, to provide a safe environment for the service guests to come together to hear the word. I want to also thank all committee members and experts, persons of responsibility, and volunteers for your participation in the construction work. I thank you, thousands of service guests who also are taking turns to work and serve. Together, we want to serve you, dear service guest. In his word, the Heavenly Father has promised to remember us all. Even though these services are huge, the word is the same. Where there are two or three gathered in Jesus' name, Jesus has promised to be there in their midst. At these services, the servants of the Word read texts from the Bible and speak about them, asking for guidance from the Spirit of God. The listener listens with his ears and believes with his heart and feels how God gives new strength. When organizing services, we always begin our meetings with a prayer that the word preached would give birth to faith, that the joyful message of the gospel could be heard and would find its way to many hearts and give joy to the one who finds this joy, and strength is given to the one who is tired. Jesus said, "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." Faith comes through hearing, by and through the Word of God. God makes a person righteous through simple faith. All the people who wanted to come to these services could not come. Some perhaps had to work. Some people have illness. Many perhaps have a brand new baby. There may also be such people that become anxious in such a huge group of people. And for this reason, cannot come. Some people may have financial difficulties and cannot afford to come here. We remember you with prayers. These services can be heard through radio throughout all of Finland and through the internet anywhere in the world. For this we are thankful. Through the eyes of faith, we search for the day when we will no longer have obstacles, trials, illness, doubts, or sin. For this reason, we believe. One day, faith will change to seeing, and hope will be eternally fulfilled. Then joy will attain perfection. I will read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2. "And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. From verse 10, we have chosen the service motto. I bring you good tidings of great joy. With this motto, we want to tell all service guests about the joy which we ourselves have experienced, which is born by hearing the gospel and having faith in one's heart. The words of the motto are safe words of God and tell what we have been able to experience in God's kingdom: righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. God is faithful. The long-awaited promise of God was fulfilled when Jesus was born. They believed and hurried to see and found Mary and Joseph and the child who lay in the manger. When they saw this, they proclaimed the word which they had heard about this child. Everyone who heard wondered at the words of the shepherds. Mary treasured these words and examined them in her heart. The shepherds returned, praised and honored God for all that they had heard and saw that it happened as they were told it would happen. Come, you too, look and see, and take and receive the word with faith in your heart. We joyfully preach to you the gospel. Its core message is that you can believe, your sins forgiven, in Jesus' name and blood. When we leave these services to go home, we will be as the shepherds of Bethlehem. They hurried to give thanks and praise to God for all that they had heard and seen. Luke writes that all was exactly as they were told it would be. Dear service guest, you have our heartfelt welcome to the services in Ypperi, Pyhäjoki. May the Heavenly Father bless these services. Welcome to Ypperi.